At Christmas, we may sing the first Noel. In the United States, this is the only Noel. Confused? Join me on a trip to Christmas City, USA, on this edition of the American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. The magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending 2 nights in Rome, 2 nights in Florence, and 2 nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today. Dot Harner says her hometown is the only one with this name in the entire country.
In the normal part of the season, it's called Noel, and then at Christmas time, everybody calls it Noel because it's the Christmas city.
N-O-E-L is usually Noel, but after Thanksgiving, it becomes Noel. Back in the 1930s, the post office here began a tradition that remains today.
The postmaster at that time thought it would be a good idea, since we were a Christmas city, to have the Christmas stamp, Christmas tree, and a Christmas wreath, and the name Noel stamped on the cards and sent out.
But it was a well-known singer in the 1940s who popularized sending cards to this town when she mentioned it on the airwaves.
Kate Smith kind of popularized it. She thought it was very nice that this city would do something like that.
Noel's postmaster, Ann Smith, remained in touch throughout her lifetime. People will mail their Christmas cards here to receive the special postmaster stamp before they are mailed to their final destination. Thousands of cards swamped this post office in the town of under 2,000 people.
Well, they had over 100,000 back in those days. And now we're doing roughly around 80,000, give or take.
Dot says a volunteer can usually stamp about 500 cards in 1 hour. It's nonstop work for a workforce of over 40 volunteers, but she encourages folks to send their Christmas cards here. The volunteers are ready to stamp the thousands that arrive.
Put the postage on the cards and put them in a big envelope and mail them to the postmaster at Noel.
It's a Christmas tradition at the first and only Noel in the United States. Traveling the countryside in Noel, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCrae.